You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy had a...
This is embarrassing.
We'll just say it then.
I don't know north, south, east, west, okay? I just don't know it. I don't get it. I'm almost, I'm pushing 40, and it's just something I've never really caught on with.
You're 13 months away from 40.
We don't need to
do that. In fact, I think it's 13 months from...
That's not an issue.
What day is your birthday? 22nd or 23rd?
I don't know. I forget.
Anyway, you grew up here.
I know. Well, I get the whole mountains to the west. I know. But if I'm sitting on the phone and somebody's giving me directions to their house, go this way and then turn east on this street and then go two blocks, turn west on this street and then, go make a left and go north. And I get so confused. I can't.
You suck at navigating.
I need, give me left, give me right, give me landmarks. That's what I need. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out which way is north, south, east,
west. So if I was to ask you, sitting here at Colorado Boulevard, just a little bit north of I-25, if I was to ask you generally what direction is Castle Rock, you would know.
It would be down.
Down. It's down.
Down. So you go down the highway to Castle Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can picture the state.
So you know that, but you know that's south.
That is south. I can picture the state in my head, from an aerial view. But if I'm driving in traffic and I'm getting turned around and I call somebody, I'm like, hey, I'm stuck on this street. Where do I go? And they go, oh, go west. I'm going to be like, is that left? Is that right?
Why is that?
I don't know. Hmm. I just never took the time to learn it.
Is it because... left and right, you only have to remember two things, north, south, east, and west are four.
Well, there's three because you could say straight, left,
or go backwards,
right, or make a U-turn, and then I'm going back the other way. And then when I turn around, then what street do I take a left on?
Boy, you would not have
I'm
been
a
good pioneer
at all. Who knows where we would have? It'd have been a big circle.
The saying is not "go left, young man."
Right. We would have ended up right back where we started. This looks familiar to me.
What if we hand you a compass? There's a compass on your phone.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, there's a compass there in my car, too.
Right.
So I would have to keep making turns then until it said E on my car or W.
But if you're driving north, let's put it this way. Assume you're driving on Hamden out towards the mountains.
Right.
So in your head, you're headed west.
Okay.
Right. If I was to say turn north, you wouldn't know which direction to go?
I would probably not. You'd have to tell me where to turn left.
But it would be right.
If I'm heading towards the mountains?
Yes.
To head to Castle Rock would be a left.
I said go north.
Oh. Then that's the other
one.
See, it's a mess. But you know what?
What?
I find my way around. I somehow manage. Thank God for the GPS on the phones. Thank you, phone. What? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, I don't know.
It's just sometimes you just don't know things. And you get turned around. And what if you are in the mountains? And somebody tells you to go east.
I will.
Then what?
For one moment, I'll be at your defense, but only for a moment. And then I'm going to go back to hating you. I remember years ago going to visit somebody in Atlanta.
Okay.
All right. Which is east of here, Jeremy. It's on the east coast.
Part, okay. Yeah.
But I remember going there, and it's, especially in the suburbs, it's just loaded with very tall trees. And you're driving down these roads, even major roads, and you're amongst all these big, giant trees, so you see no landmarks. You can't see buildings, you can't see mountains, you can't see ocean, there's nothing to see. It's all trees.
Yeah.
And the person who had moved there had moved from Denver, and that's the first thing they talked about. They said it's hard trying to find your way around north, south, east, and west because there's no landmarks.
Right.
Trees. We're spoiled here. We can just glance up and try to find the hills, and we have a pretty good idea. But still, if you know you're heading west, if you don't know which way to turn to go north.
Back in the day, Nicole took a trip.
Is this a public school system thing?
It could be. Nicole took a trip to Florida. It was a work trip. And her hotel was maybe 10 minutes from the airport. And again, Florida, you go out there, it's just flat land and marshes,
Right.
It's like there's no objects. It took me an hour and a half to get to her hotel because the directions I was given was north, south, east, west. And there's nothing. It's like I was so turned around. It took me an hour and a half to get to a hotel that was 10 minutes away. Huh. Oh, it's sad. I know it's sad. I know other things, though. I don't need to know this. Do I? When would this come in, like, I have to know north, south, east, west?
I don't know, just to be a regular member of the human race.
Like, I mean, if I found a body somewhere or something, I'm just west of blah, blah, blah.
But, I mean, it's just so natural for people to say, hey, go over to Kipling and go south on Kipling. And okay. You'd be like, oh, my God, which way is that?
Is that up or down? Left or right?
Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Do you know somebody else who's navigationally challenged or no or what?
No, actually, my 11-year-old son is sitting here with me in the car. And as you guys were doing this bit here before you had said that to Jeremy, my son said, well, you know, if you're going towards the mountains, you know, that's north that way. And he points to the right. And then you guys start talking about that and how Jeremy, I don't know where north is.
Yeah, so your 11-year-old knows more about that stuff than me. Thanks for rubbing that in, Stephanie.
Thank you for the call, Stephanie.
That's a nice one to start things off with.
We appreciate the call here, Suzanne. Is it Suzanne or Susanna?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. So what can you tell us?
So I'm like Jeremy. I grew up in Colorado, and the mountains are west. So when traveling, I always thought that if you were facing the mountains, no matter where you were in the country, you were going west.
Oh, so even if you were on the other side of them, you're like,
it's
that's
so funny
west.
If you go to Grand Junction and you look at the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're just as confused as I am.
Bless your heart,
Suzanne. Yes.
Thank you. I'll just wander around aimlessly.
Thank you for the call.
That's funny.
Pretty funny. Here comes John. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you got?
You know, I am horrible at directions, just like Jeremy, but I go by landmarks. Tell me where the Target is on Colorado, I'm there.
Exactly. Go by Targets and Walmarts. I'm fine.
Exactly. You got to go by landmarks.
That's what gets me by. And it's worked well for almost 40 years. I'm doing fine, Dom.
Yeah, but if you're in another town and you're on the northbound such and such, you need to know east and west because you won't know the landmarks there.
That is very true. So you just, you know, let the universe guide you.
Well done, John.
Well, you've survived this long, John, I guess. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Here's Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well.
I'm lost. I barely got here today.
What can you add to this, Philip?
I was just calling to help Jeremy with some directions here.
All right, how do you do it? What's your secret?
Okay, you remember the group Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? They've been out of the spotlight a tiny bit lately.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so maybe you're not in Denver and you need to know, hey, what way am I going? Sun's coming up in the morning. You sing this jingle when you get, you know, where you're, whatever city you're in.
Is it clean?
Yeah, is this a clean jingle, Phil?
It's from the Californication song, you know.
Yeah, look, I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's why I'm not sure.
They did a concert only wearing socks, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Not on their feet.
What? Just say the jingle.
Okay. The sun may rise in the east. At least it settles in a finer location. There you go, Jeremy.
Phil.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
That didn't help me at all.
I feel like that was a minute and a half of my life I'll never get back,
Phil.
Right there. Smoke them if you got them, Phil. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, my wife is from Mendoza, Argentina, so she loves the front range. It's exactly the same. But I also wanted to point out that learning north, south, east, and west, it doesn't take very long. You
look around, I would imagine it's fairly quick, and once I have it down, I just...
You're 40 years old.
Yeah, it's like reading a clock. You just learn to do it.
I guess.
I'm glad you called. You know, that was something I was going to bring up, too. I'm glad he mentioned clock, because there are so many people who, on an old analog clock, can't read it at all.
Right, they need
a digital.
Because
it's the digital age. Yep. They're like, why do I need to know that? Because I can just look at my watch, which is digital.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Is that the same
just
thing?
Just give me left, right. I've been doing fine. I find GPS places.
Hello, Joy.
Hi.
Hi. What can you add? Hopefully it's not a Red Hot Chili Peppers jingle, but what can you add?
Well, I don't have a jingle for you, but I'm just like Jeremy to the point where my friends used to take bets on how long it would take me to get from one point to another because I would get so turned around.
Well, that's just mean.
It was high school, but they were pretty mean. But when I was in college, maybe 15 years ago now, my roommate said, Joy, how do you not know directions? Just remember, never eat shredded wheat for the directions of north, east, south, west if you go clockwise.
I know, but that does. It doesn't matter. I've heard a variety of these, acronyms.
If they tell me to go wheat on 2nd Avenue, is that left or right?
Because if he's headed east, he doesn't know which way shredded is.
Correct.
So he can remember the little saying all day. Angie, good morning. Welcome to the show. You told Shannon that you had a friend who was directionally challenged, and how did you handle that?
Well, we grew up in Lakewood, so we're right in the center of everything. So I ended up telling her, okay, look, you can figure it out by the highways and also, where you're going to arrive. So if you're going south, you're going towards the outlet stores in Castle Rock. If you're going south by southwest, you're going to Southwest Plaza Mall. If you're going east, you're heading towards Cinderella City or Aurora Mall. If you're going north, you're going to Flatiron.
It's all based on shopping. I love that. Just head towards your favorite mall.
I was a teenage female, but it was the easiest way to explain it.
That's really,
really
good.
Funny, Angie. Go have a good Monday, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, man.
Noah, you get the last word.
All right. So it's not the same as directions as with Jeremy, but for me, it's the month and the corresponding numbers. So if you ask me when July is, I have the count to January, know that's one, and then go January, February, March. So that's the basic fact of life escapes me.
Well, you know what? I kind of have to do that, too. Like, I'll count them out on my fingers. I don't know immediately, like, August is 8. Okay.
Wait a minute. Doesn't everybody, like, you know your birth date, though, Noah, right?
Yeah, but, like, if you can't... It doesn't work for me. I know my birthday is November, right? And so right before...
So you know that that's 14.
No.
Okay.
My birthday is the 14th, so you got that right.
Go have a great day, buddy, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye, Noah. Huh.
Okay.
We're all stupid in some way. No. I'm sure you have something that you're just not going to share.
Well, no, of course.
Something?
No, of course there are things that I'm stupid about.
All right.
But not directions.
You'd just never go on the air and blab it to Denver, though, would you? Like I would.
Hey, guys, do you have this problem? So we've been in this building a really long time, right?
And how long have we been
still,
here?
6 years?
Know,
6 years?
6 or 7 years. So speaking of directions, still to this day, when I get off the elevator, I turn the wrong direction to leave.
That's just
because
you're drunk.
That's because
you're drunk. Just because you have a drinking problem.
I step out now. I've learned to step out. No, there's no drinking involved. Step out.
We're going to have to
look both ways.
We're
going
to have to pin your address to your shirt.
I feel a lot better about my problem now. You can't even get off the elevator.
Exactly.
I'm surprised you can make it to work.